the reality of Laylatul Qadr is the Imam today. Laylatul Qadr is the locus wherein the Holy Quran descends, and that's why Laylatul Qadr has been referred to in many traditions as the Holy Prophet, or today it would be the 12th Imam. The reality of Laylatul Qadr is the Imam today, and the reality of the Imam is a manifestation of Allah's attributes. Now Allah's attributes from the essence of Lordship manifests, descends layer after layer, but it has to descend onto the heart of someone who has the capacity to be a recipient of Allah's attributes. And such a person exists in every era. Today it's the heart of the 12th Imam. Now, what are these attributes? It's knowledge, which is descending, being manifested. It's sustenance, justice, and all other attributes are descending. With this descension upon the heart of the Holy Imam, the 12th Imam, since everything in the Quran, the knowledge of the Quran is from pre-eternity to post-eternity, for 1 year, because it happens once every year, so until the next descension in the next month of Ramadan, with that which has descended upon the heart of the Prophet, which is the reality of Allah's attributes, into the heart of the Imam today, the Imam gains knowledge of everything that is to be determined in the next 1 year of the Holy Book. So sustenance wise, that which everyone, any creature is to be a recipient of, sustenance wise, knowledge wise, life wise, death wise, justice wise, if they're meant to die, if they're meant to live, if they're meant to become ill, if they're determined to receive X amount of sustenance, if they're determined to receive X amount of knowledge, all these are determined. And the Holy Imam receives all these determinations on the night of Qadr. So here the Imam is seeing how much justice you're going to display or have the capacity to display, how much sustenance you're going to receive, whether you're going to live or die, become ill or not, how much knowledge you're going to receive, how much forgiveness you're going to display, how much you're going to help the oppressed people. Allah is Al-Adl, the just. Laylatul Qadr is that descending of the reality of the Imam and the silent Quran and the speaking Quran. It's one reality, and that reality is Allah's attributes. It's descending. The heart of the Imam tonight is going to be a recipient of all the determinations for this 1 year. Why 1 year? Because after 1 year, there's going to be another descension, which will be according to that time and place and circumstances. Now, that which is received in the heart of the Holy Imam tonight is how Allah's attributes are going to manifest, to what degree, to what determined degree, to what known measures in sustenance, in life, in death, in knowledge, in justice. It's all going to be determined. And it's in your hands how you lived the last 1 year. You can't expect miracles by just being a monotheist for this one night. But even for such people, we shouldn't lose hope. So here, this is what we're discussing in Laylatul Qadr. Now, since the Imam is connected to the Mithali realm and all other realms, the immaterial realm, to the essence of Lordship, but his knowledge, that which he rules by, because the Imam is ruling today, the 12th Imam is the true leader today for the best interests of Islam. So he sees people's determined potentials. But what is potentially determined for me and you will be preserved and actualized if an obstacle does not arise and ruin it all. Or an obstacle may come which may reverse something. For example, you were supposed to die this year, but because of your silatul rahim, it becomes reversed. The knowledge in the semi-immaterial realm, which the Imam is connection with and is connected to, and he rules through that realm and gives orders through that realm, that is changeable. But that which is determined in Allah's knowledge, in the essence of Lordship, that's unchangeable.